Jonathan, after you asked me in the previous episode how I'm doing, how I'm feeling with all the WordPress shenanigans, I ranted for a good 5 minutes straight, and I never asked you, how are you feeling?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I had a moment that surprised me last week where I've also been working through the stages alongside with you
And our listeners and yes. The wider community, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been really helpful for me to be processing these things. And I had a moment where I was like, because we've been working, but I've been focusing most of my energy in WordPress on Gildenburg for the past 2 years. And I had this moment where there's some things that have worked and others that haven't. And it hit me that, like, if it weren't for this, and if it wasn't going to continue to work and grow, then I don't know if I would stay in the space, which really surprised me. It's been almost 20 years. Mm. And while I have interests outside of WordPress, and I think that's part of what, like, I have like a broader, like, open web perspective, WordPress has been a significant part of my identity. And it surprised me to see that, like, I had that moment of like, wow, I don't know, like, if what I'm trying to do now doesn't work, I don't know if I would stay. But for me to feel that, like, my time in this space might be coming to an end surprised me.
I too own a significant number of WordPress related t-shirts in my pajama drawer. Yes. And most of which are probably WP Engine t-shirts, to be fair too. And I also felt that it feels like an identity thing. I think that that is why temperatures are so high. Is WordPress community isn't just some group of fan fiction writers who met online.
Yeah.
It's people who have dedicated their lives. This, we're talking about thousands of lives dedicated to a particular project, careers built around this particular bit of code.
Like, many people provided for entire their families in this space. That's deeply significant.
And suddenly we're asked to confront, like, what would we do if there was no WordPress?
The thing that hit me in particular was when Matt came out and said, WordPress.org is mine.
Oh, man.
While technically accurate.
Yep.
While technically accurate, a big part of my belief and investment in this community is that we all own it. We're all a part of it. And while that remains true with the code and the broader ecosystem and is why I why I continue on, it really hit me that, wow, there's things I've been taking for granted, which included .org's relation and this belief that the time that I spend investing in .org and supporting it was a part of us and not just something that was Matt's.
That's right. And you ask for more contributions. Well, lots of people are happy to contribute to a project that they feel like they're an owner of, but you can't really expect people want to contribute to your particular thing that belongs to you. It doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Part of what brought me back from the proverbial cliff is also that my experience has gone beyond WordPress. Like, some of the biggest companies that we're working with now are coming from the outside in to WordPress. I think that's part of what kept me sane during this period of time, is seeing people that are still looking from the outside in and still see the value. They see they're okay, this is a little concerning what's going on, but they still care about investing in the space. And I think that broader open web perspective has been really helpful for me. I believe in the potential and the value of WordPress and it's as a part of the broader open web. And I remain optimistic about its future. It is the broader open web that matters most to me, and open source is what matters most. WordPress has been a great example and a bastion of that, and I hope it continues to be the case. And even if not, the open web is what matters more.
It's almost like there's been a reversal of Matt's intended consequences here.
Right.
Because he's asking for people to contribute more to the project, but in doing so, he's said, this project belongs to me. And so the result of that is that, the flow that I think that works for most people is WordPress. Lots of people use that. Lots of people get value from that.
Yes.
Maybe I can make some money there.
Right.
I'll go and check that out. And I'll go and I'll maybe add an extension for my existing product into WordPress, or maybe I'll try to start an agency or start a new product inside of WordPress and see if I can extract some of that value from
myself. Maybe another hosting company.
Yeah. And then you start to realize, oh, actually the community around this is what makes it all work. And
yes.
Yeah, I can give back a little and I can invest. Oh, you know what? I don't like the way this works. Maybe I can comment on track, or
right.
maybe I can add an issue on GitHub, or maybe I can actually just fix this or test this. And suddenly I'm part of a release squad. And that's sort of the way the machine, the cogs are supposed to turn, right? But now it's, oh, I wonder if I can extract a little value from WordPress. Oh, this all just belongs to that Matt guy. Yeah, I'll just keep extracting. It's just one guy. I'm just going to keep taking. I'm just going to keep taking and taking. And I think that is what Matt was trying to argue against, exactly that mindset. But when WordPress belongs to you instead of the community, mate, that's what's going to happen. This, by the way, isn't the first time he said that. Do you remember the whole escapade with Matt posting to the WordPress.org Twitter account and promoting the Bay Bridge Lights, some project like that.
The first 40th birthday, yeah.
People got upset about that, shouldn't be promoting that. There was a big earthquake in Japan at the time and people were like, why not do something more important? You know, like, why this? And Matt said, WordPress belongs to me. I can do whatever I want. Because the context was people were saying, this is breaking the community rules.
Right.
And Matt says, yeah, the community rules are important. It's
for the community, but I'm like special.
Yeah, exactly. WordPress belongs to me. I write the rules. I don't follow them. And
he was probably referring specifically to .org and the .org mm-hmm. Twitter by extension, right? Like, mm-hmm. but yep. yeah.
And that attitude has just been on display with more X posts from Matt under the .org account being horrible like that. And
I can appreciate what I understand to be Matt's frustration with, like, and I can't pretend to understand the motivations, but like looking, if you take the initial narrative of in his post ecosystem thinking and the idea that private equity takes and doesn't give, and just look at that at face value, I can appreciate his frustration with at least what he's projecting is thinking of, hey, we tried the carrot for a long time and it didn't work. So now we need to try a stick. I think relying on altruism is never a good idea to sustain an ecosystem. We've talked about this a bit back and forth. To me, if you want contribution, you need to figure out a way to align incentives. When Google first started investing into the WordPress project, they didn't do it because they were altruistic. There are some great people at Google, and I really appreciate what they do for the project. The money is there, though.
Shout out to Weston and Thierry.
Yes, and the money is there because Google sees that they have an aligned incentive. If WordPress is performant, and if the web continues to like use WordPress, that's more for Google to index and bring in and run ads on. Like, there's a business incentive for them to justify mm-hmm. their contributions. And if you want more, this goes, we've been talking for years about this idea of an app store and .org having commercial, and like there's a lot of different ways it could go and reasons why Matt has or hasn't done it. I think something's going to give there sooner rather than later. And whenever I've focused on the problem of aligned incentives, I'm like, you have to figure out a way to facilitate contribution that is not relying on like altruism or mm-hmm. making someone feel bad. Like, it has to just be built into something that gives them value in exchange.
Yeah. And that was the case. I mean, it even is the case still. You said there's the carrot and the stick, and the carrot wasn't working. Well, actually, no, the carrot was working. The carrot was working just fine. Thank you very much. Things were ticking along, and maybe things weren't working optimally. Maybe things weren't working as good as they could have been.
Well, what I'd argue is, if you accept Matt's point, Silver Lake, if you accept the initial, was not going to change their behavior. They weren't going to suddenly contribute. So even mm-hmm. in just that limited scope of context, Matt's like, I tried the carrot and now we'll try the stick, which the stick is war. And I'm like, that's probably not going to work out well. And when I look at that, I'm like, yeah, that was never going to work. Like, why would they ever agree to just giving a big chunk of their revenue? Like, it's how did you think that was going to go?
Yeah.
Versus, hey, give them value. Like if you came to them and said, we're going to grow your business, we're going to give you something in exchange, then it's just a math. And they're like, okay, cool. Yeah, we're happy to pay the fee on that because we can see the upside for us, like how it's going to benefit our business versus this surprise tax.
So everybody already who has a business inside of WordPress is going to go, oh man, I don't want to get hit with those sticks. I better give some back to the future. You know, at least look like I'm giving some back to the future. And what I think we're going to start to see is lots of people, you know, doing testing on track and just saying, yeah, tested to tickets that have already been tested. And I'm just adding my 2 cents. I've already tested it too, you know, and doing these like non-contributor, non-helpful contributions, right? And
which if that proves to be the case, only makes the burden on those who are contributing even higher.
Yep. It's going to make it worse. And people are doing it out of fear. And then people outside the community are going to go, oh, there's a bunch of sticks flying around in there. I don't think I want to get involved.
Right.
So if that's the case and WordPress, you know, begins a decline, depending on, I can't imagine it's going to be very steep. All right. But suppose it is. What does that look like for you, Jonathan?
For me, as long as there are problems to solve and value to create and provide, like within the business of WordPress ecosystem, I'm going to continue to work on it. Like Gildenburg is growing again. And as long as we can provide value there, that's something that I find motivating and interesting and I'll continue to do. I think what I'm interested in seeing too, like WordPress 6.7 is being worked on right now. It's the next release that's going to ship. I feel bad for the people who are working on that. Like there's actual progress that's happening. And I think you're right. We touched on this in the last episode that we have passed some sort of threshold. The dust hasn't settled. Like there is going to be some sort of resolution here. And for me, where I'm putting my energy now is, okay, well, the business of WordPress ecosystem has been my interest and focus for years and remains the thing that matters most to me. Let's continue to focus on that and do as much as can be done and then see what comes out of that. Because for me, what I'm paying attention to now is like, all right, for the businesses who are in this space, I'm encouraged when I see the bigger players coming into the space and continuing to invest and not being scared off. And I'm happy that I get to be a part of that. And I want to see more of that. The people I've seen struggle the most right now are those who like built businesses in WordPress and all the way up, and they're like really feeling the identity hits to what's going on right now. Getting like kicked out of .org if you've been in there a long time. Man. Like all this stuff. Like I want to see resolution to that and be a support however I can. And that's where I felt like I don't know what to do. I don't know how to best help. And where I've focused my energy for now is like, well, let me continue to try and support growing the ecosystem. And because, you know, Automattic isn't the only player. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the space. And yeah, I'm curious to see how the dust ends up settling on all of this.
There have been people who are talking about this in the context of open source. And DHH sort of brought it up first, I think, saying, well, if it doesn't work for WordPress,
right,
does it work anywhere else?
Right.
And I have to say, there's a part of me that wonders, if not WordPress, maybe I should be looking at a proprietary platform, you know, like Shopify. I have friends who make good money off Shopify or iOS dev. I'm really interested in creating apps, and maybe I should be spending more time on that. And I think the risk is people might just start hedging, you know?
I love proprietary platforms. One of the things I've learned over the past couple of decades is that they are an important part of the ecosystem. I want to see a healthy open web, though, where proprietary platforms have their place and platforms, and I hope it continues to be WordPress, are leading examples of what happens when a community comes together to build something that they really care about and share ownership in.
You know, there is no pre-written history that the web, as we know it, was more than just a blip in time. It may be the case that the open web, this thing that we all believe in and are fighting for, it might just be that, oh, that was something that existed between 1990 and 2030. Mm. You know, that was a 40-year project, and then, you know, the natural course of things, it just like all other technology became irrelevant. That might be what ends up happening.
Well, I certainly hope not.